It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I don't know if you had a chance to see it or not, but that Tom Brady roast on Netflix is brutal. They went all in. Hey, Tom, she's having karate sessions 8 times a week, and she's still a white belt. Hey, man, that's good stuff. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so we all have that cousin, the cousin that no matter how many opportunities, no matter how many breaks someone gives them, they always find a way to fluff it up, right? We all have that cousin. The Atlanta Hawks are that cousin. They recently got lucky. They won the draft lottery. The number one pick in the NBA draft, and it falls in a year where there's not really a consensus, clear-cut, number one can't-miss guy. Not there. Of all of the years that the Hawks could win the number one pick in the NBA draft lottery, this is the year. And it's not even about just the lottery. Let's just look back at some of the things that the Atlanta Hawks have done. They're that cousin. They're that cousin that their uncle finds a way to get them a job, and they're there for 2 months, and they forget it's not their day off. They don't show up for work. They get fired. That's who the Atlanta Hawks are. Let's go all the way back to the 1980s. Two different times, the defending world champion Detroit Pistons. In the early 90s, late 80s, they are on the top of the NBA pyramid. They are the defending world champions, and the Atlanta Hawks push the defending world champion Detroit Pistons all the way to a fifth and deciding game. Remember, this is the first round of the NBA playoffs, and back then it was the best 3 of 5. So they get pushed all the way back. All the way back, the Detroit Pistons get pushed back into a Game 5, the defending champions having a must-win game in the first round against the lowly Atlanta Hawks. And what do the Hawks do? That core group of players in that specific area, biggest game of their career, they get blown out. Not even a competitive basketball game. They're the cousin that you give them an opportunity and they find a way to mess it up. Same era, 1980s, against Larry Bird's Boston Celtics. They find a way to push Larry Bird's Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference playoffs to a Game 7, an opportunity to knock off the Eastern Conference dynasty. Remember, in the 80s, it was Lakers-Celtics, right? Lakers-Celtics every year, just about in the NBA Finals. They get them there. Game 7, an opportunity to knock off Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Larry Bird, Danny Ainge, that group. And what do the Hawks do? They show up and get blown off the court by Larry Bird's Celtics in an elimination game. Didn't even show up at all. We'll fast forward this thing. Remember when, this is not even that long ago, this is like within the last decade, the Atlanta Hawks finished with the number one seed in the Eastern Conference Finals, or in the Eastern Conference. They go through the entire season and just drub people. They get in the playoffs, they run into LeBron's Cavs, and they don't win a game. LeBron's Cavs sweep the Atlanta Hawks right out of the playoffs, despite the fact they had the number one seed, the best record in the Eastern Conference, swept. They are that cousin that no matter how many opportunities you give them, they're always in their own way. They're the cousin that lands a job that pays them $90,000 a year, and within 5 years, they're filing bankruptcy. The Atlanta Hawks are that cousin. There they are. They just had the fourth overall pick, and they draft a transcendent superstar in Luka Doncic. And the very same night, on draft night, they turn him around. They trade him for the seventh pick in Trae Young. And Luka goes to Dallas. Trae comes to Atlanta. And I'm not taking anything away from Trae. Trae's fine. He's a good player. He's not a transcendent world superstar like Luka is. Where would the Atlanta Hawks franchise be if they had decided to hold on to Luka, that international transcendent star? Where would the organization be with all the attention and the extras that Luka brings to an organization, that he brings to the Mavericks? Where would the Hawks be? Trae Young's fine. He's not a transcendent superstar. Trae Young is Atlanta. He's got Atlanta written all over him, and that's what the Hawks did. They traded for a player that is representative of their fan base and the city that they are located in. Trae Young is Atlanta all over him. And they've done this throughout their existence. They have consistently gone after that player that is Atlanta to try to market you. Joe Johnson, right? And they try to market that guy to Atlanta because he's got Atlanta written all over him. And the Hawks have never been relevant. Over and over and over, they do the same thing. There's a definition for that. When it doesn't work and you keep trying, it's called insanity. And now here we are, by the way, with the Hawks with the number one pick in the NBA draft. Does anyone have any confidence in the cousin in the family that can't seem to get it right? Does anyone have any confidence in the cousin that is accepted to a major university and then fails out after 2 years? This is the Atlanta Hawks. A little bit of success, but can't ever really do the big stuff. Can't ever really celebrate doing big things. Can't accomplish graduating from college. Can't accomplish landing the big job. Can't accomplish getting the number one pick in the NBA draft and it being a transcendent star. Can't accomplish winning an NBA title. These are your Atlanta Hawks. How much confidence do you have that the Hawks, when it comes NBA draft lottery time, NBA draft time, how much confidence do you have in your Atlanta Hawks that they're not going to draft a Luka Doncic and then trade him for Trae Young? How much confidence do you have in the Atlanta Hawks that they're not going to make a select, they're not going to draft a Marvin Williams with Chris Paul still on the board at number two? That's what the Atlanta Hawks do. Marvin Williams, the sixth man off the bench at North Carolina. Let's take him over Hall of Famer Chris Paul. That's the stuff they do.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football spring games going on all over the state, and down in Brunswick, the Brunswick High Pirates are allowing a unique twist on their game. Pirates will play their traditional blue versus gold game, but the teams will not be named blue versus gold. Instead, the Pirates will have Team Mr. Shuck Seafood versus Team Willie's Weenie Wagon, obviously allowing local businesses to sponsor the teams for the spring game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Discover new adventures down the road and around the corner at Wild Adventures. A place where everything is possible and close enough to touch. A place that's a million miles from ordinary, but just a short drive away. Where you can reach for the sky, make a splash, and create lasting memories with your family. Buy your season pass now. Prices go up after May 27th. Get yours at wildadventures.com. Wild Adventures, adventure within reach.
You're shrimping a bag.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun.
You're talking about the Atlanta Hawks being the cousin that can't ever get out of its way. The Atlanta Falcons are probably the drunk uncle, right? If we're doing family ties today, the Atlanta Hawks are the cousin that can't get out of their own way. The Atlanta Falcons are the drunk uncle. And the Atlanta Braves are the super successful distant relative that everybody really, really likes. That's just a genuine good person, helps people, does things for people, and doesn't, like, is not arrogant. That's that dynamic in Atlanta. That's the sports teams. The Hawks are the cousin that can't get out of their own way. The Falcons are the drunk uncle. Most of the time it's a circus. And then the Atlanta Braves, it's like that rich, successful relative that's distant, that everybody knows, but nobody really hangs out with, but everybody loves them. That's what that is. Atlanta Falcons schedules got released this last week. So, dude, I'm going to be honest with you. I think there's a chance here the Falcons go 13-4. I think there's a legitimate chance. I've got them going 11-6. I think that the two games where you go 13-4 to 11-6, I think they're good enough. It's the division opponents. I think they're good enough to beat the Saints twice. I think they're good enough to beat the Bucs twice. But those rivalry games in that division, they always seem to find a way to split those games. So I'm going to say Atlanta splits with Tampa, Atlanta splits with the Saints, and they go 11-6 for the 2024 season rolling into 2025. 11-6, which is good enough to win that division by far. I don't think it will be. They'll if they go 11-6, they'll win that division going away. There is nobody in the division that's got more than 8 or 9 wins there. So if they go 13-4, it's a landslide. 11-6 is comfortably winning the division. There's the Saints and the Bucks, 8-9 wins. That's not good enough to win the division with the Falcons in that division doing what they did in the offseason. And, you know, again, we can go all day into that. We're not going to. They'll start the season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I like this as a W. This game's at home. It's in Atlanta. This is really a must-win game to start the year. Yeah, I know I said they win 11. They're going to go 11-6, but the beginning of the schedule is kind of rough. There's a real good chance the Falcons could start out 0-3 if they don't get the Pittsburgh game. I think they get the Pittsburgh game. They win. Then they go on the road to Philadelphia. They're not winning that game. Then they will host the Kansas City Chiefs. I've got them at 1-2, but there is a legitimate chance that they could go 0-3 to start the season. Then they get into the division, things get a little easier. They host the Saints. They host the Bucs in back-to-back games in Mercedes-Benz. You got to feel like those are two W's. Okay. They go on the road to Carolina. Carolina's terrible. A lot of work to do for the Carolina Panthers. That's a win for the Hawks. Or the win for the Falcons. They'll get the Seahawks at home the week after that. I like Atlanta to win this game. Seattle coming all the way across the country. They'll probably be jet lagged to a certain point. Yeah, I know they'll have been in Atlanta a couple days before they play the game. But adjusting to that time zone change is more than a couple of days that makes it normal for you. So I like Atlanta to get that game against Seattle. They'll then go to Tampa. This is probably one of the games that Tampa gets that they split. But if Atlanta can beat Tampa in Tampa, you know, now we're on our road to that 13 win mark that I was telling you about. I don't think Tampa can get them. Through history, it has taught us that Atlanta likes to split those games. I think Atlanta goes to Tampa and they get that game, and then the week after that, they will host the Dallas Cowboys. Look, I think the Cowboys are overrated. They're never going to win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as their quarterback. We can have those conversations all day. We won't. I'll just let you watch that stuff on ESPN because that's not what I do. But Atlanta's not beating the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas is a lot better than Atlanta. If Atlanta goes 13-4, they'll probably be the weakest 13-4 team in the history of the NFL. They're not in the same league as the Dallas Cowboys, and I don't have the Dallas Cowboys on top of the NFC. I've got them kind of like, you know, somewhere in the top middle, like toward the top, but not in that top echelon. Like they're kind of middle, a little above. They're a little above mid, right? That's what Dallas, they're a little above mid. They're not mid. They're a little above mid, but they're still not Super Bowl contender. They're just not. Back to the Saints. They'll go on the road again. Maybe a split game. I'm going to give the Saints this game. I'm going to change my pick from 11-6 to 10-7. This sounds a little more realistic now. 10-7, I think they drop that game on the road to the Saints. They go on the road to Denver. And I know I just went through the whole time thing with Seattle, but I think Seattle and Atlanta are pretty close. They're gonna make that cross country trip to Denver. Denver's not very good. They're gonna have Bo Nix playing quarterback by then. I like Atlanta to get that game as well. They will then host the Los Angeles Chargers. You ain't beating Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. Nope, that's a loss. Atlanta will go to Minnesota, W. They will go to Las Vegas, W. They'll host the Giants, W. They will go to Washington, W. And they will end with the lowly Carolina Panthers, W. I've got 10-7 for the Atlanta Falcons in 2024. 10-7, that is good enough to win the NFC South, and then they get obliterated in the first round by a team that's really good. Atlanta Falcons, the drunk uncle.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Got to have those ducts clean and ready too. Call Air Adjusters and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust. Come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simons Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Some really cool news that has trickled out this last week. The Pac-12, so there are only two teams left in the Pac-12. In case you've been living under a rock, I'm going to run this down for you really, really quick. There are two teams left in the Pac-12, and those two teams, of course, are Oregon State and Washington State. They're the only two left. They have gone to court. They won their court case to retain the branding of the Pac-12, despite they're the only two teams in the Pac-12. They keep the branding, they keep the brand alive, all the logos and all the marketing stuff that goes with that. They're going to play a Mountain West conference, but the Mountain West isn't officially allowing them to join, or nor do they, so they're not even going to be in a Mountain West conference championship game. So they have basically shopped around trying to find an outlet, a platform to pick their games up, and lo and behold, they have. The CW and Fox have picked up all 13 home games for Oregon State and Washington State. And if you're going to ask, well, why do they only pick up the home games? Those are the only games that you only have rights to your home games. When you go on the road, it's somebody else's rights. So the home team always has rights to their own games. So the 13 home games for Oregon State and Washington State will be televised on the CW. The CW throwing their hat in the ring in the money pit of college football. Good for them. That's a great move for the CW. It's a great move for Oregon State and Washington State. They get their games televised nationally on a network. Yeah, it's not Fox, it's not CBS, but the CW is everywhere. And this is just a huge, great move for both. This makes so much sense. It really does. The CW hasn't been involved in college football. There's a need for Oregon State and Washington State to get their games televised nationally. So the CW steps up. They're going to televise 11 of the 13 home games on the CW for Oregon State and Washington State. And the other two games, Fox is going to put them on nationally. So, you know, applause for Fox for stepping up and, you know, kind of throwing them a bone to pick up the final two games of that deal. So I love this. I think this is a win-win for both organizations. And, of course, you know, meanwhile, the Pac-12 folks, Oregon State and Washington State, obviously they're talking to schools. They're trying, since they were able to hold on to the brand of the Pac-12, they're going to try to repopulate. They're going to talk to some other schools. Boise State, to me, makes a ton of sense if that's the direction they end up going as far as repopulating. I don't see why they wouldn't. The games that you're going to see, right, in the Fox CW stuff, Oregon State, Idaho State, these are all at Oregon State, okay? Idaho State, Oregon, so that's a big one. Oregon, Oregon State, the CW gets that game. Purdue, Oregon State, that's a pretty decent game. Colorado State, Oregon State, for that part of the country, that's huge. Colorado State, Oregon State, big time rivalry game. That will be a big time televised game. They'll also get UNLV, San Jose State, and then when Washington State pays Oregon State a visit, that game gets televised as well. On the Washington State side, I'll be honest, it's not as sexy as the Oregon State games. There are some decent games, especially the Oregon-Oregon State game. There are some decent games that Oregon State has on their schedule. The Washington State home games are not going to make you do backflips or cartwheels, but they're televised nationally. It's a win for Washington State. Portland State, Texas Tech, that's maybe their best opponent in the home games. San Jose State, Hawaii, Utah State, and Wyoming. Those are the home games for the Washington State Cougars. The CW will have those games, 11 of the 13. Fox picks up the other two. I want to jump right back for just a second to the Atlanta Hawks, the dismalness of this organization. I want you to know that the Atlanta Hawks in their history, or the Hawks franchise in their history, they have made 521 selections in the NBA draft. Think about that for a minute. That's a lot of picks. 521 since 1950. The Atlanta Hawks have drafted 521 players. Of that, only three times, this time included, have the Atlanta Hawks landed a number one pick in the NBA draft. Of 521 selections, only three times have they picked overall number one. They have a total of 20 top five picks. Think about that for a minute. Since 1950, the Atlanta Hawks have picked inside the top 20. Picked inside the top five 20 times. I'll repeat it. Since 1950, the Atlanta Hawks have drafted inside of the top five a mere 20 times. That comes out to a 3.8%. 3.8% of the NBA draft since 1950 has seen the Atlanta Hawks with a top five pick. It's the cousin that doesn't get the opportunities, but when they do get an opportunity, they find a way to flub it. Luka Doncic, 2018, drafted number three. I thought he went fourth. This thing says three. Fine. 2007, number three, Al Horford. 2006, number five. Now, the Al Horford pick wasn't a bad pick. That worked out. The 2006 pick, number five, Sheldon Williams. 2005, the number two pick, Marvin Williams, when you had Chris Paul staring you in the face, among others. 2021, Pau Gasol, non-impact. Went won some championships with Kobe. Other than that, in Atlanta, not a factor. 1985, number five, John Konkak. I mean, he was a decent player, more of a role player in the NBA. 1975, their last time they drafted number one, David Thompson. Okay. 1975, they had the number one and three pick in 1975, and they drafted Marvin Webster with the number three pick. In 1971, George Trapp with the fifth pick. I mean, we can do this all day. Number in 1970, the third pick, Pete Maravich. Well, there's one. We actually hit on one, even though he didn't stay. We actually hit on somebody. Pistol Pete. 1966, Lou Hudson. He was drafted number four overall. 1962, number three overall, Zelmo Beatty. I've got this packet here, you know, that goes all the way back to 1950. You get my point here. It's that the Atlanta Hawks, number one, in the NBA draft, when it comes to the NBA draft, they haven't been given a ton of opportunity to draft high, and then when they do get the opportunity, you know, they pick Sheldon Williams out of Duke, who was a Blue Devil for like a decade and was like 30 years old by the time they drafted him and was nothing in the NBA.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel-and-eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228. Catch 228.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778. Or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. It is time to pull the trigger on buying that house you've had your eye on. It is time to close with Kaysen. Thomas Kaysen of Keller Williams is a premier agent here in the Golden Isles. Originally from St. Simons, Thomas understands this market and can help guide you through it. 912-704-8223 or online at closewithcasonrealty.com.
www.bishopmediasports.com or swing on in and see us on St. Simon's at 122 Professional Park across from the airport. And remember, it is time to close with Kaysen.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
There's been a lot of back and forth in the ACC with Clemson and Florida State trying to get out of the ACC. I'm gonna touch on that, why that's a huge deal, because if one of them gets out, that's probably the end. It's not just about losing a football power to the ACC. It's about survival, because if you lose one of those schools, then that opens the door, it sets precedent, dominoes begin to fall, and I'll explain why the ACC would probably go under if they were to lose one of those football schools. This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. It is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Wild Adventures, and by Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. Celebrate Memorial Day at Wild Adventures Theme Park and Splash Island Water Park in Valdosta, Georgia, May 25th through May 27th. Celebrate the start of summer with a Memorial Day fireworks spectacular on May 25th and 26th at 9 o'clock. We're celebrating military service members this Memorial Day weekend, May 25th through 27th. Active and retired military receive free admission. If you're a veteran, you get free admission into Wild Adventures on Memorial Day weekend. That's awesome. I love when businesses and companies do stuff like that for the veterans. Love it. The best way to play is with a season pass for a limited time, say $40 when you buy two gold season passes, so you can ride, slide, and splash all summer long. Season passes on sale now, wildadventures.com. To view the full lineup of seasonal events, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. So in the event that the ACC, the dynamics are, is that the ACC with the grant of rights, if in the event that one of the schools were able to get out of the ACC, what the ACC has on its side legally is that it would still own that particular school's television rights. So Clemson, if they seceded from the SEC, would not be able to be televised at all. The ACC would have their rights up until like 2034 or whatever the date is when that grant of rights ends. The argument that Clemson and Florida State are making is that if they were to secede, that the television rights should not be held by the ACC, that inherently Clemson owns its own TV rights, every school owns their own TV rights, and that a conference can't claim television rights for a particular school because that school owns its right. Not much like name, image, likeness. It's pretty much the same argument here, which is, I guess, why the ACC is going to lose this. the ACC is saying that they'll be happy to sell Clemson or Florida State or whatever school it is if they were willing to secede. There's like a 20-some-odd million-dollar buyout, which is huge, but not huge to those big schools. So they're saying there's like a $20 million buyout, and here's the thing, here's the domino that's holding all of this thing up. It is the television rights, because the ACC is saying, we own those rights. If you want those rights when you secede from here or pay the exit fee, that's fine. We will sell you those rights, and contractually, in that grant of rights, the ACC can determine the value of what those rights cost. So the ACC can basically just pick a number in the sky and say, that's what we want for your television rights for you to move on. And so the ACC fighting against Clemson. Clemson is saying you can't do that because the ACC is picking this huge, just ginormous number that no school can afford to pay. And that is how they've maintained leverage here. By keeping these schools in here is by holding on to those television rights and holding on to the language in that contract that they own the rights and they have the ability to determine the value of what the rights would be for a team that pays the exit fee. And here we go. So Clemson, Florida State, they're arguing they own the rights themselves. Now, here's why this is detrimental to the ACC when they lose this argument, because they will lose it, is that once Clemson gets out, Florida State gets out, North Carolina gets out, Georgia Tech gets out, Virginia Tech follows, Miami's gone, all of those big names, they secede to other places because they have rights to sell. And they're going to get big television dollars for whatever conference that they go to, a lot more than what they're getting in the ACC. And when that happens, then the contract that ESPN has with the ACC, that contract no longer holds any value. If ESPN is now forced to televise NC State and Wake Forest, and there is no Florida State, there is no Clemson, there is no Virginia Tech, there are none of those marquee names, that contract has no value to ESPN. They cancel that contract with the ACC. Now there's no television money for any of the schools, and the remaining Dukes and Wake Forests, NC States, all of those types of programs, they begin looking for television dollars themselves in other places because the grand total they're getting from the ACC, zero. And that is when the ACC folds. This is inevitable. This is inevitable. The ACC is on its way out. Once Clemson and Florida State win the court case that says they have the right to their television rights because it's their name, image, likeness, in a way, they're going to win that court case and the ACC will exist no more.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us, 912-342-7967, and give them a like on Facebook.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Gotta have those ducts clean and ready too. Call Air Adjusters and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust.
Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
Favorite month is the month of October. You've got Atlanta Braves baseball, typically playoff baseball that the Atlanta Braves are participating in. College football is in full effect. Georgia Florida game is that month. Halloween is my favorite holiday. And of course, that's my birthday month as well. And with me talking about college football being ramped up by October, we got to start somewhere. And we'll start in September. Those games are coming. We are August 24th is kickoff for college football season. We're a mere few months away. It is rolling here quickly. I want to touch on some of the premier games that you're going to see those first couple of weeks in the college football landscape. On Saturday, August the 24th, Florida State and Georgia Tech. That'll be at the Dodd in Atlanta. The Noles head that way to the millions of Georgia Tech fans that populate Atlanta. Right. That game's at the Dodd, Saturday, August the 24th. Florida State and Georgia Tech, probably two future members of the Big Ten, if you want my opinion. Thursday, August the 29th, an interesting game. North Carolina heads up to Minnesota. Probably two more future members. Well, Minnesota's already there, and then, of course, I think North Carolina is going to end up. There's going to be a tug of war over North Carolina when all is said and done. When North Carolina gets out of the ACC, the SEC and the Big Ten are going to wage war on which school, which conference gets the school of North Carolina, because it brings the Big Ten a little further down south, and it takes the SEC a little further up north. So that's a big hinge state in all of this super conference realignment stuff. The school of North Carolina is going to be a pivot point. Saturday, August the 31st, Penn State at West Virginia. Interesting game there. Miami at Florida. I love this. I absolutely love this. I am a huge proponent of Miami, Florida, and Florida State every year should be on their schedules. Every year, Miami should play Florida State, and every year you should just have the three of them play each other every single year. That's the pageantry of college football. When you start thinking blue bloods and big time rivalries, Miami, Florida, Florida State, Miami, Florida State, all of those are up there. We should be seeing that every single year. Clemson's going to go to Mercedes-Benz and get trounced by the Georgia Bulldogs. to open up their season. Notre Dame at Texas A&M at Kyle Field. That'll be a fun game. That'll be a really fun game to watch. And then Sunday, September 1st, USC without Caleb Williams versus LSU without Jaden Daniels at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Of course, neutral site game. The number one quarterback and the number two quarterback from those respective teams off to the NFL, top two draft picks. I think LSU might be in a better position with their quarterback situation. You know, we'll find out. That is for sure. I really, really like the Miami-Florida game. I mean, I really, really like it. Some other news to pass along, some unintended consequences, name, image, likeness. You got to start paying players. Now the players have pulled up their chair to the billion-dollar money table. And so it's the universities are looking like that they're going to be trimming scholarships to 85 max. Now, that's for football, 85 max. That usually a college football team, depending on the size of the program, 100 to 120 scholarships. Probably they're floating that number about 85. That looks like it's going to stick. 85 scholarship athletes. So you're going to lose, you know, anywhere from 15 to 40 scholarships per school. It's really going to – In the current format, every player, what they're discussing, every player that dresses is going to have to be scholarshiped. It's going to do an end – it's going to create an end to the walk-on situation, the preferred walk-on situation. That will go away. A Stetson Bennett doesn't happen under the new guidelines that they're floating. 85 total scholarships, and that's for football. There's, you know, they still have to work out some things about what the other sports are going to look like. They're having to cut money, right? Because they're having to cut scholarships. Those scholarships cost money. And so you got to cut it because you're having to pay players. It's an unintended consequence. There's going to be a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of things that they stumble across that are going to be an unintended consequence of name, image, likeness, having the players get paid, et cetera, as this thing evolves further and further as we go. So, you know, it is what it is. 85 scholarships for football. Baseball is what really intrigues me because typically no major program, you've got, you know, on your baseball roster, you know, 25, 30 guys. But really, probably of those 25 and 30 guys, you have anywhere between 5 and 10 guys that's getting a full ride. Everybody else is getting some money, or they're just, you know, they're just playing their scholarships on another sport and they're playing baseball as a second sport, whatever the dynamic is. But typically, you know, baseball is only going to scholarship 5-10 guys. And so we'll see what that's going to end up looking like. Are they going to cut that back from 5 or 10 to, you know, what, 3 or 4? I don't know. And I think that if that's the case, if that is an unintended consequence, that kind of waters down the rest of your sports. If you're having to cut back scholarships, you're not going to be able to land some of the top talent in the country because they're going to go elsewhere. You know, somebody's fifth player that they're willing to give a scholarship to is going to be somebody else's second player, and so they'll go there to be able to get a scholarship instead of being able to stay at a Georgia or wherever. A lot of stuff to work. Title IX is going to be a big hang-up. They've got to figure that out. And that's, you know, there's some proposals on the table with Title IX, too. That thing, that Title IX thing, it's going to get sticky. They will figure it out because there are billions of dollars that says they will.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football spring games going on all over the state and down in Brunswick. The Brunswick High Pirates are allowing a unique twist on their game. Pirates will play their traditional blue versus gold game, but the teams will not be named Blue versus Gold. Instead, the Pirates will have Team Mr. Shuck Seafood versus Team Willie's Weenie Wagon, obviously allowing local businesses to sponsor the teams for the spring game. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Please like and subscribe to the Jason Bishop Show YouTube channel.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery, all to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Discover new adventures down the road and around the corner at Wild Adventures, a place where everything is possible and close enough to touch. A place that's a million miles from ordinary, but just a short drive away, where you can reach for the sky, make a splash, and create lasting memories with your family. Buy your season pass now. Prices go up after May 27th. Get yours at wildadventures.com. Wild Adventures, adventure within reach.